Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we are going to wrap up today the series we've been doing on Jesus' team, the 12 disciples, the guys that Jesus chose to change the world. And just been really interesting to take a look at their individual lives and just the uniqueness of their backgrounds. And we wrap it up today with Judas. And Judas Iscariot, the guy that later betrayed Jesus. And, you know, we obviously regretted it because he ended his own life after betraying Jesus. Yet, one of the reasons I've done this series is, one, so you can know the guys that Jesus chose to follow him closely for a little over 2 years, and then they carried out the message of the gospel, which means good news that God has come in the flesh through his one and only son, Jesus Christ. And unfortunately, like any time you have a team, especially 12 people, there's going to be people that hurt you and disappoint you. And Judas is definitely one of those. But I think we can learn from Judas's life. And that's why I've done this series, that we can learn from both their strengths and their weaknesses. And we've been talking about, quoting Brother Andrew, he was not the missionary or the disciple Andrew, but he was a missionary over in Europe and just did some amazing things for God there. But Brother Andrew said, you know, the Bible is full of ordinary people who went to impossible places and did wonderful things simply because they decided to obey God. And friends, that's why we're talking about them, that you and I can be just like these disciples and do things for God and do amazing, extraordinary things in impossible situations because we simply are obedient to God. And so I want you to just kind of focus in here on these last 11 minutes we've got left. First of all, Judas's name, it's a form of Judah, which means the Lord leads, which indicates that when he was born, his parents had great hopes for him to be led by God. And I think any parent has that for their children. And yet, obviously, Judas's life didn't play out well as he ended his life prematurely. His last name, Iscariot, tells us where he came from. Ish means man in Hebrew, and Kerioth is a humble town in the south part of Judea. And he was apparently the only one of the disciples who did not come from Galilee. And as we know, many of other disciples, Jesus' teammates, were brothers, friends, working companions, even before meeting Jesus. Judas, though, was a solitary figure who entered their midst from afar. And although there's no evidence that Judas was actually excluded from the group, but maybe Judas thought of himself as an outsider, which might have helped him justify his own betrayal. And I want to ask you today, do you feel like an outsider? Sometimes people feel like outsiders, even in their own families, in their workplace, in their neighborhood, sometimes even in their churches. And today I want to look at two things in the short time we have remaining about Judas. One, why would Judas betray Jesus? And two, how do you respond and react when you fail in life? And the reason I want to do that is because we talked about Judas did not handle the failure very well. In fact, he handled it horribly as he got hopeless and ended his own life. And I want us to take a look at that, friends, because I know somebody listening or maybe watching today on our YouTube channel that maybe you've gotten kind of hopeless. And I always want to remind you there's always hope because of Jesus. So first, let's take a look at why would Judas betray Jesus? Why would Judas betray Jesus? I think the reason, personally, is maybe Judas misunderstood Jesus' mission. If you look at John chapter 6, verses 41 through 59, you can see that the expectations of the followers of Jesus and then the disciples, those 12 guys, they saw that he was doing all these miracles and that he was a teacher with authority. And yet when Jesus kind of took things up a notch in chapter 6, verses 41 through 59, and talked about eating his flesh and drinking his blood to have eternal life, then some people are like, okay, that's enough. I'm not feeling that. And of course, a lot of us, the church I'm pastor at, Gardenside Christian Church, we remember Jesus, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his body that was crucified on the cross, the blood he shed for you and for me, for forgiveness of our sins. And communion is such a great reminder each week. And I so look forward to that each week, to remember the greatest act of love known to this world, and also a chance to kind of refocus on God. Yet this was kind of overwhelming to those people that were following Jesus around. And, you know, Judas, in all reality, he was probably a young, zealous, patriotic Jew who did not want the Romans to keep ruling over them, and who really probably hoped Jesus would overthrow these foreign oppressors and restore the kingdom back to Israel. So he could obviously see that Jesus had powers like no other man, and maybe he followed Jesus out of a desire for selfish gain, and maybe he wanted power like Jesus for himself. But let's don't be too hard on Judas, okay? We all sometimes can get on power trips, maybe even choosing the restaurant where we go to eat, okay, or what we watch on TV. And I know those things are really, you know, a lot lower level, and maybe you say they're trivial, but I think sometimes we, you know, we judge other people and say they're on power trips, and yet sometimes we all can be there at power trips. But, you know, one of the things about this in John chapter 6, verses 41 through 59, as you go on to look at the rest of that chapter, in 59 through 71, Jesus knew that many people were kind of getting confused, and they weren't knowing if they were going to keep following him. And Jesus asked if this offended them. And he reminded them in verse 63 of John chapter 6 that the Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing. And then it says in verse 66 of John chapter 6, at this point, many of his disciples turned away from Jesus and deserted him. And then Jesus turned to the 12 disciples and he said, are you also going to leave? And I love Peter's response. He responded in verse 68 of John chapter 6, Lord, to whom we go? To whom would we go? You have the words that give eternal life. We believe and we know that you are the Holy One of God. Then Jesus said, I chose the 12 of you, but one is a devil. He was speaking of Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, one of the 12 who would later betray him. So in John chapter 6, verses 59 through 71, I want to share five things quickly that spoke to me when I read these 12 verses, and maybe you can relate to those and kind of ponder those today. Number one, sometimes like the disciples, we may not understand what Jesus is doing. When he talked about that, you know, eating his flesh and drinking his blood, I mean, that was, you know, even as I say it, it sounds a little bit, wow, that's out there, that's different. But then obviously as you get to know more about Jesus and the cross, this was all written before the cross happened, you know what happened. But sometimes we don't understand what Jesus is doing. And maybe that's where Judas was at back then, you know, like, man, why are we doing this? But unfortunately, Judas didn't trust Jesus, and I want to encourage you to trust God today, even though your circumstances may be kind of crazy, may be extremely painful, and things look hopeless. Trust Jesus and know that he will make things clear at the right time. Secondly, our human effort will not let us earn our way into heaven. Ouch. I know somebody listening or watching on our YouTube channel, that stung a little bit. Friends, I want to remind you, we can't earn our way into heaven. We are saved by faith and by grace, not by works. At the same time, the more you grow in a personal relationship with Jesus, man, you want to do things for God. You want to serve him. You want to be a blessing to other people. Third thing we can learn from John chapter 6, verses 59 through 71 is many times we don't understand God. We have to decide to either stay or walk away. Remember, there used to be a popular song when I was back in college in the late 80s that, should I stay or should I go? And yet we're talking about something much more important here about in a relationship with Jesus and following him. And I want to encourage you and remind you today, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. So, friends, stand in faith today, even though you may not see where God's working, and don't walk away from your faith. A fourth thing we can learn from this passage in John chapter 6, verses 59 through 71, we have to decide every day if we believe. I truly believe that, friends. I mean, Peter said, hey, we believe. We know you're the Holy One of God. And friends, the enemy loves to cause confusion. He's the author of confusion and doubt and discouragement. And I think every day you have to decide and say, Jesus, I'm going to follow you and I trust you, even though I may not see you or I can't feel you. And fifth and the final thing, Jesus knew Judas's heart motives and he knows ours today. You know, friends, I got to ask you today, you know, are you dying to self or is your flesh dominating? Are you letting anger build up? Are you letting lust build up? Are you letting greed start to control your life? And we'll remind you what John chapter 3, verse 30 said, Jesus must increase and I must decrease. So, you know, friends, the second reason why I think that maybe Judas betrayed Jesus, that maybe he cared too much about money. And you know the story in John chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. I'm going to have to paraphrase quickly because we don't have a lot of time left. But basically, they were having a meal, and Jesus was there, and Mary, who was sitting there with them, Lazarus, who Jesus rose from the dead, was also there. But Mary took a 12-ounce jar of expensive perfume made from the essence of nard, and she anointed Jesus' feet with it. I do want to clarify one thing. She didn't say it was made from the essence of lard. My Eastern Kentucky roots showing there. My grandma used to cook a lot in lard, and oh, did that food taste good. But this was actually nard. But Judas would see this as she anointed Jesus' feet with this expensive perfume, wiping his feet with her hair, and then the house was filled with lots of fragrance, but Judas got worked and bent out of shape, and he said that it should have been sold and the money given to the poor, not that Judas cared for the poor. And Jesus said, hey, leave her alone. She did this in preparation for my burial. So maybe Judas, you know, friends, honestly, maybe we had a little bit of greed in. Well, in the minute and a half we've got remaining, I think the thing that I want us to look at Judas also, Judas wound up betraying Jesus. He sold him for 30 pieces of silver, $250 in today's economic times, and then obviously betrayed Jesus after he was arrested with a kiss and took the Roman soldiers where he was going to be at in the Garden of Gethsemane and had him arrested. But later, quickly after he did that, he regretted it, went back to the elders and the Roman leaders that had given him the money to help them find Jesus and set him up and where they could find him and arrest him. And they told him that, you know, we don't want it back. Do whatever you want. And it says that Judas then went out and hung himself. Just breaks my heart. Matthew chapter 27, verse 5. After they said, Judas, what do we care? That's your problem. You know, you keep the money. You already took it. And then it says Judas threw the coins down the temple and went out and hung himself in Matthew chapter 27, verse 5. So I got to ask you today, when you have a failure in life, you can choose to either respond like Peter did, who we talked about, you know, a couple weeks ago, okay? You can either choose to say, you know what, I messed up, and come back to Jesus and know that he will forgive you, or you can be like Judas and just say, you know what, it's over, I've messed up, I'm not going to be able to overcome this. And friends, I want to encourage you to be like Peter, that just keep going back towards Jesus and let him just help to heal your broken heart, even if you're the one that made the mistake. So let's choose to be like Peter today and not like Judas, and know no matter what type of mistake we made, I mean, think about it, Peter betrayed Jesus three times, that there's always hope and there's always forgiveness with Jesus. Thanks for listening. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.